joined now by Gail Cruickshank, talent director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Jay.
And I know we are expecting Alexis. I don't see her on the call yet.
She just sent me a note that she was going to be logging on or coming on.
So. Okay, very good. Well, we'll see when she makes it on. And Alexis is with United Way. She's the director of financial stability for the United Way of Central Minnesota. So you can get us started here. Gail, can you tell us about last month's conversations, about the roundtable discussions, and how it involves United Way?
Absolutely, Jay. And as you guys might remember, last month when Jay and I were on the call, we were talking about our GSDC industry roundtables that we facilitated in June. And really the focus of those calls were to really hear from our local employers, what are the most important topics that GSDC should be focusing on? What should we make sure that we are helping to get the right people in the room to talk about these critical topics that will impact the growth of our community? And really one of the topics that came out of that conversation that you and I did not get a chance to talk about last month was the childcare shortage. And it was heard loud and clear from our community partners that this is really a topic that needs conversation. It needs the right people at the table to really address all of the many different issues of childcare challenges that are out there in our community today. In fact, 41% of our Greater St. Cloud area companies rank childcare as one of the top three priorities for focus of GSDC.
So when we're talking about childcare, we're talking about for parents that need to go and work and then where they're going to send their kids, I suppose, during those daytime hours, finding locations to send them. And I suppose during a pandemic like we're dealing with right now, those that need to go to work, probably even more challenging to find a place where they can send their child safely.
Well, absolutely. And there's so many different parts of this that's causing challenges for us. So we hear many times, too, limited childcare for infant children specifically. So, you know, those new families, that first baby, you know, again, that under 12 month is really a challenge because our daycare providers are limited in the number of infants they can have within their facility. And then you've got the high cost of childcare. So again, these young families, this is substantial outlay that they are having to put out as far as to pay for childcare. And that can be very challenging to young families. But then on the flip side, those childcare providers are not making a lot of money either. When they equate their hours that they put in, they're probably averaging about $8 an hour at the end of the day. They're in the business because they love kids and they love development of kids. And so not only do we have shortages in facility, but we've got price issues. We've got all kinds of challenges that are all really coming to head. And we need to figure out what can we do as a community to help combat some of those things.
What can we do?
Well, it's a big challenge. And one of the things that I was hoping Alexis could join in for, because the United Way has really done some amazing work in this area. And what they are doing is they're putting together a fund which can help in many of these different areas. So it's not just a one-size-fits-all solution. It is an opportunity for this fund to potentially help our young families that are going into childcare, the ones that are needing childcare, and as well as the facilities themselves.
So, how has childcare changed for those that, you know, and we've had conversations about this before too. In fact, over the last couple of months in regards to people working remotely, how has that changed childcare and people that are working from home and having kids yelling and screaming in the background, that makes it a little bit more difficult to work, I can imagine.
It really does. And that has proven more challenges because, you know, our families are thinking, well, I can keep my kids at home while I work remotely. Well, that's making them less productive because obviously they're being distracted. You know, now we also have the remote learning, you know, so our kids are, even if they're in the school age, their home. So that's posing challenges for our parents. And so it's really quite significant of all of these issues that are really making it difficult for those young families to get easy answers and be able to know that their kids are in a great place, but also they allow them to be productive as well.
Joining us now is Alexis Lutkin, Director of Financial Stability for the United Way of Central Minnesota. Alexis, what can you tell us about the child care shortage and some of the things that you've encountered?
We've seen everything across the board, Jay. We've seen the limited infant spots. I know there are providers we've heard of that have a 2-year waiting time frame for an infant spot. So families are actually planning their children around whether they can find childcare or not. The cost is a big issue for families because if you're making a lower wage, you're not going to have enough money to work and then afford childcare at the same time. And then there too with the providers, it's not really that profitable of a business, unfortunately, whether you're at a center or doing it out of your home. And so there's just so many different levels. There isn't a one size fits all issue or solution. And so we're trying to look at it in as many ways as possible.
Alexis or Gail, either one of you can tackle this one. What can employers do to try to help employees that are facing childcare challenges?
I'll take a start at it and then Alexis can add in as well. What we really look to our employers to do is make sure you're having those conversations with your employees. What kind of hurdles are they faced as a young family or as they're trying to navigate childcare? You know, do you as an employer know what your employees are dealing with? And once you do know, you can really identify some key things that you can do within your organization that can make that easier. You know, maybe it's flexibility in scheduling. Maybe it's, you know, providing some on-site childcare opportunities. You know, the options are endless, but a lot of times our employers will say, wow, I didn't even know that there were these issues out there within my company. And so really taking time to listen to your employees and hear maybe where their challenges are, it also, that will help you in the long run too, as far as employee retention. And again, if you are a welcoming company to accommodate folks with young little ones, that also helps bring more people into the workforce. You know, we were given some pretty staggering results that say, you know, 24% of parents surveyed have withdrawn from the workforce due to childcare arrangements. That's people we need in the workforce. And so if you can be a company that can help accommodate some of those hiccups and challenges and schedule changes and that kind of thing, you're going to be that employer of choice.
Alexis, your thoughts?
And what's great to add to that is when surveyed, there were 41% of Greater St. Cloud companies that ranked childcare accessibility as one of their top three priorities that GSDC and United Way in the area should really be focusing on so that they can help assist with those issues because they are seeing it and they are seeing how hard it is. I think you had touched on a little bit, but this remote working has made it even more complex because there's just so much more to it with kiddos at home and whether they're in the hybrid learning model, so they're at home part-time or full-time, and that makes it really hard to find childcare as well.
Either one of you on the next one here, in regards to childcare, what can, you know, when parents are in a situation where they're working remotely, and I know, Gail, when we just touched on this just a few moments ago, how can parents try to structure their days where they can try to keep their kids busy and yet still be productive? And it looks like both of you are at home right now. How do you deal with these challenges? I'm just trying to imagine what that would be like. My kids are old enough now where I wouldn't have that issue. But thinking back that if I did have kids that were young enough now trying to deal with this and work from home, how could you structure that? Any suggestions?
Actually, I do have two younger kiddos. Luckily, they are still in 100% on-site learning right now, so it's quiet right now. But I really have appreciated, I know for me, United Way has provided a lot of flexibility. And I just, knowing that they need structure and that kiddos thrive off of that, I have made it very clear that until lunchtime, they have to be doing schoolwork and they have to be focused on things like that. And if they're done before noon, then it's reading time. And so it's really finding what works for your kids and what works for you and what works for your employer at the same time.
Gail, anything that we haven't touched on that you wanted to bring up today in regards to childcare shortage issues that we're dealing with here in this community?
I just want to reemphasize the fact that we need everybody's voice in this conversation. We want our employers to step up to the plate to say, I know I have some opportunities and I want to help. And if you do want to help, then that's the opportunity for you to reach out to United Way, Again, the funding programs that they are trying to put together are really going to be multifaceted to really help all aspects, be it the employer, be it the family, be it the childcare provider facility. So, you know, I just want us to, as a community, come together to say, yes, this is an issue, and I'm here, I'm raising my hand to see how I can help, because there are so many different ways you can help. And again, together we can solve this problem for Greater St. Cloud.
Alexis, is there a bigger need because of the pandemic right now that you're experiencing there with United Way?
It depends on how you look at it. There is a greater need, and that need's not going to go away, even though for a little while it maybe looked like it went away because there were more people staying home with their children. But that was because of school arrangements, and you know, a lot of times it was a reduction in hours or layoff due to the pandemic, or closures due to the pandemic. And so for a while it looked like there were spots available, but that really was skewed because of the situation we're in. So those spots really never left. So we're looking at a shortfall somewhere in the range of 4,400 slots at some point in time here that we need to find childcare for. And as the economy opens back up and people are getting back to work, those problems are just going to become more and more prevalent, if not even worse, just by how many providers are even closing their doors because they cannot afford to stay open due to the lack of children that are coming and the social distancing and safety guidelines that they're following, which is great and they're doing a wonderful job, but it just makes it really hard for them to be profitable and to stay in business at times.
Alexis, if people would like to contribute to the United Way, just go to the website. Is that the best place to do it?
Yep, you can go to our website. We do have, it might not quite be up, but we are working on a childcare page, but there always is that option to give, and that option is on the website as well.
Okay. Gail, if people do want to find out about jobs available in the St. Cloud area and other things that you can offer, what's your website?
We definitely want to highlight JobSpot has a new home, as I mentioned last month. So go to stcloudshines.com, and not only will you find all of the jobs that we have available in the community, but also just a multitude of tips for both employers and job seekers to help each other connect.
Okay. Gail and Alexis, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Gail Cruickshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, Alexis Lutkin, Director of Financial Stability for the United Way of Central Minnesota. Gail joins me on a monthly basis, the third Monday of the month here on WJON.